If you've ever dreamed of getting into property, leaving your job and being financially free, but you haven't got a massive pot of money to start with, then you need to watch this short documentary. It's about a lady called Yolanda. Yolanda came from Romania with absolutely nothing, and now she's got a property portfolio that she controls of £4.5 million, which brings her in a turnover of £500,000 a year. How is she bringing in so much money? This is called emergency accommodation. In this short documentary, you're not just gonna hear about emergency accommodation, you're gonna actually see the properties that she's got, how she's acquired them, and how you can do the same thing too. Over the last couple of years, I've got to know Yolanda really, really well, and she's one of the most sweet, kind people you'll ever meet, but she's an absolute killer when it comes to business. And I think you're gonna find this really inspiring, but also learn a ton as well. So take good notes, sit back, enjoy the documentary, and welcome to yet another Winners on a Wednesday.
So we lived here for 5 years. I remember giving birth, so coming home with a baby, the place started to get smaller and smaller with all the toys around. So we felt like we needed a bigger space, but I didn't want it to sell. So I refinanced at that point, thought I can do a buy-to-let and just have a normal AST. I was listening because I started to see Samuel and he kept saying, super rent, rent on steroids, just don't do normal ASTs. So that's how I come across him and understanding if I turn this into a serviced accommodation, I might have a better return.
Before becoming successful, you need to understand what not to do. And Yolanda just said it. She said that she heard me saying super rent, don't just rent to normal people on AST contracts. AST contracts, assured short-hold tenancy. This is where you've got all the Renters Reform Act, you've got tenants' rights, you get very low yields. What she found was serviced accommodation and later emergency accommodation, which we're gonna get to.
This generates between 8,000 to 9,000 a month, and it's the best property I've had. This is one of the properties that I learned how to manage serviced accommodation, how to manage guests, how to use channel manager, how to make sure I don't get double booked, because at the beginning I knew nothing. So I grew up in Romania. We didn't have a lot. When I was living with my mom and dad, we had a one contained unit with kitchen and bathroom with the toilet outdoors, but it was very tiny. For three of us, it was very small. I believe coming from that part doesn't necessarily have to make you upset. I think it actually makes me proud of where I come from and being able to achieve this now, and just to have more, it's so much more fulfilling, because if I had it since I was born, probably I wouldn't appreciate it as much.
You know,
pigeons back on the balcony.
We had
so accommodating, even the wildlife's allowed.
Three small birdies giving birth on the balcony.
They got more eggs in the back on the balcony.
So I bought it in 2017 for 450, because I bought with a help to buy scheme. So basically the government helps towards the purchase with 40% of that purchase price. For 5 years, no interest.
The government came in with 40%. So if it increased, they would get 40% of the increase. If it were to decrease, they would take 40% of the loss.
So it was 180,000 that the government put towards this property. 5 years later, they valued it at 370, so it's 138 back. They were like 42,000 short.
Yeah, you're probably fine because of someone like you is why they stopped in the help to buy scheme. Because you worked out the niche.
Yeah, the help to buy scheme. So the help to buy scheme is actually usually the help to sell scheme, and it's created to help developers. However, when you're buying a property, ultimately, it's probably going to go up in value a little bit. So Yolanda managed to really maximize the use of this government help to buy scheme, which is fantastic. And they are scrapping the help to buy scheme. They've now reduced it massively, but she saw the opportunity and she got in. And there's other opportunities today like that, which you can see and get in on if you know what to look for.
I remember the salary was about 350 per person. That's the minimum wage in Romania per month. So it's not a lot to live on. I needed to get out of Romania to come and make a better life. I worked in Selfridges in a restaurant. I was also doing birthday parties for kids. I was making okay money, 43,000 to 48,000 pounds a year. I now make that in a month. Those numbers doesn't seem real. I think it's amazing. We're here at one of my emergency accommodation properties. This is actually a house split into two flats. I'm in a partnership with the landlord. It actually averages between 1,000 to 1,800 a month.
So it's about 800 a month you're getting from this is what you're profiting.
Emergency accommodation is similar to a hotel. Council paying on a nightly basis. Their guests, they hear it could be a month to 12 months or even 12 years. In the business, I have my partner, which he's helping a lot. As he says, he volunteers. We do this together. Every time we have any sort of issues with any properties, he's the one that goes and assess. We work very good together. We understand each other, and he's also helping with our son. Working together, I think it's giving us the chance to spend more time together.
There's nothing more amazing than about to pull your family members in on your business. And also, when you employ your family members, guess what? That is a 100% tax deductible expense.
So this is one of the bedrooms. This is your living space with the kitchen. This is the box room. It's not necessarily classed as a bedroom, but it's good for a child.
You've got to remember, this is not a room because it starts from 1.45 meters. So wherever you, most people would come into this room and they'd measure from there all the way to there. And they'd say, yeah, this is a 6.5, 7 square meter room. When in actual fact, you have to measure from 1.45 down to the floor, obviously yeah. Create your invisible line and measure that. Because this room's technically what? Three meters square. It wouldn't class with much, but you can use it in emergency situations for a child, as you can see they can do, and the council will allow it because it's not permanent.
When I found out about Samuel, I remember wanting to do more in the property industry. I didn't exactly knew where to start from. I started with Samuel, getting the knowledge and understanding the possibilities you can do with the properties. And that's how I started to build my portfolio. Because obviously I come from myself just living in a house as big as this living room and the kitchen with my mom and dad. We had two sofa beds and we just put them on and off in the night. That made me understand if you're happy with what you got, you can start growing and helping those that don't have. So this is what we're actually doing, helping people that are in these situations. I think they respect the properties. Although people feel emergency council tenants would not care, I think they actually care the most, in my opinion.
Where she's come from is amazing because they come from nothing. I've been to Romania. Romania is very basic. The houses are technically rooms, but it's the mindset that she's got now. It's, I don't know if it's a hunger, but she's, you know, thriving to keep to go forward and forward. And she's so good now, speaks publicly, and she's so comfortable. And from what she come from to what she's now, it's just like, she's a million miles ahead of, you know, where she started. I couldn't find a better example for my son.
Hello, how are you doing? Hey, how are you doing? So we're here at one of our emergency accommodation property. This is actually the property that almost having us losing more than 20,000, but we didn't give up and we here with it today after 12 months with having the emergency council in it.
Did you hear that? She actually lost 30,000 pounds on one of those deals and she said, it was a bit disappointing, but we didn't stop, we just continued. That's the thing, rich people, and she's now rich. I mean, turning over £500,000 a year, all these properties, she's certainly, to most people, she's now rich. But rich people, they're prepared to lose money as well as make money. If you're a billionaire, you probably risked millions of pounds to become a billionaire. And if you're a millionaire, you probably risked hundreds of thousands of pounds. I mean, she lost 30 to become a millionaire. And the problem with a lot of broke people is they want to risk nothing but become rich. You've got to risk something, you know. I'm running a property investor's crash course. It's a one-day full intensive program with me personally. And tickets right now are just £1. And here's the thing. Some people say, oh, it's a pound. What if it doesn't work? Oh, I've got to travel all the way to Birmingham or Manchester or London or wherever it is. Oh, I don't know if I can risk that, or I don't know if I can be bothered. She lost 30 grand. So if you won't risk £1 and one day, are you really set up to be successful? Maybe not. Anyway, I'll leave a link in the description. Take action, right? Come and spend a day with me at the Crash Course. Anyway, back to the video.
We refurbed this property. This wall here was created by one of the builders because we wanted to have the division between having a separate room there and the living space here. There is three bedrooms upstairs, so we had to plaster two of the bedrooms, decoration throughout the whole property, the kitchen counter. We did quite a big refurb. It was used as serviced accommodation prior for them to be in here. It wasn't generating money through the serviced accommodation because it wasn't managed by us. And the manager, technically, every month was asking 300, 400, 500. And to be honest, I kept putting money in instead of taking out. So that's when I stepped in and I said, I need to do something about it. So I believe serviced accommodation should work everywhere. If you don't market the property correctly, you not get bookings. So I think that's what happened in that property. I did a course with Samuel, the social housing intensive. So I learned that the emergency, which is a category of the social housing, it's very hidden in the council. So I thought if I do get through to this, I may save this deal. And that's exactly what happened. I saved the deal.
Interesting that she talks about the management of the property. See, I don't think there's any such thing as a good deal and a bad deal necessarily. Generally speaking, a deal is good because you are a good entrepreneur and you know how to make it good. See, she did the social housing intensive, which is a program I run all about social housing. It's an online program. And she learned how to make normal properties, how to make a lot of money, extraordinary money from ordinary properties using social housing, using emergency accommodation, tapping into the council budgets. But unless you know that, you're not going to get a high rent. So it's not about, is this deal a good deal? It's about, am I a good entrepreneur? Can I make the deal good?
We getting about £140 a night on this one. The rent to the landlord is £2,600. The expenses about £600. So it's about £3,200 with everything.
Yeah, your profit's just over £1,000.
Just over £1,000.
I know everyone has this mad concept about, you know, certain people are getting certain things for emergency and councils. Emergency accommodation actually is in place for certain people because it's so important for someone like Mohammed. His eldest kid, she fell critically ill. He lost his job, he had to be with her 24/7 in hospital, and his life literally came crashing down. Even to this day now, he's still going through situations where he literally needs to be caring for her, but still trying to juggle his whole family. You know, he's been through a few emergency placements, and then he landed on Yolanda's hands, and you know, now he's been in here for a substantial amount of time, and well, I hope he's very happy.
Obviously, Mohammed, we've been knowing each other for the last 12 months nearly, isn't it?
Almost,
so
yeah.
You've been the greatest tenant that I ever had, and I'm grateful for it. You've looked after everything, not just the garden, but even the house. And if anything, you
do our best, you know. We do treat every place we go like it's our own home. So we were sent to a place in Hounslow. When I got to the place, you know, from the very sort of first impression, it wasn't great. You know, behind the beds, there were a lot of food. There were like chicken bones. I thought, let me just keep looking. And I pulled one of the beds out and there was a dead mouse there. And that was it, basically. Coming from that first place to this, it was day and night difference.
That's the thing. People think rich people, oh, people with landlords, property investors and property owners, they're ruining the economy. Rent to rents, oh, that's really bad. That's causing housing crisis. Actually, it's really not. When you're an entrepreneur, when you're a property investor, if you do it right, not only are you making money, but you're also helping people. Albert Einstein said, don't try and be successful, try and be valuable. And when you add value, the money will follow. So money is a certificate of thanks. When you're making money, it's because you're making the country better. The reason the government are paying her and the councils are paying her is because she's actually adding value. She's found a need and she's filling that gap. And as a result, she's getting paid.
You want to come with me? Should I show why we have all the stuff in the garage? Why is that? Shed. Why is that there? Yeah. Oh, it's a shed. Sorry. Yes, you're right. I just want my son to understand if he wants to do something, he can do it. He's not very fond of school, so I know eventually he will. He keeps saying, I don't like school, so I know he eventually will come on board with us. Well, this is replacing fridges from different properties, so we end up having it here instead of throwing it. We used to have bed mattresses, so this is like a storage where we keep all the stuff to put into the properties when we take on. I 100% believe if it wasn't for the academy, I would have not been in this position. I've learned so much and I've met so many good people through the academy, which I will always be grateful forever. Back home, we actually built a house from the ground up. We used to have land with a house from my grandma and grandfather. And now we have all full modernized home with bathroom inside and kitchen and everything. I would always be grateful to everything Samuel said to me, to everything he's done. And I would always praise everything. To anyone that I meet, I always say, just come and be part of the academy. You will never regret this.
Why don't you drop a nice comment for Yolanda in the comment box below? I'm sure she'll be reading them and connecting with people. And who knows, it might be you on a Winners on a Wednesday in an upcoming video when you've built up your property portfolio. And if you want to get started, then don't forget, come and join me at the Crash Course where I can show you exactly what to do step by step. So don't forget to get your ticket registered, link in the description, and I'll see you there.